the hard shoulder.
With Nissan. Number one for petrol in Ireland. Number one for electric. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
This is News Talk.
Well, you may have heard this story. I'm looking at the Irish Times photographs today from the sky. This is in relation to Google Earth. And previously, undiscovered archaeological monuments have been photographed from sky images taken during the drought last year. And up to 50 previously undiscovered monuments in parts of Meath, Dublin, Kildare and Carlow and features ranging in dates from several centuries ago to several millennia ago. Well, to make sense of it all for me is Anthony Murphy, author and owner of Mythical Ireland. Tell us a bit about yourself, Anthony. What's Mythical Ireland?
Thanks, Ivan. It's a one-man organisation dedicated to the promotion of Irish mythical and archaeological heritage, is probably the simplest way to put it. It's something I've been at for about 20 years, and I've written several books about, concentrating mainly on the great monuments of Newgrange and the Brúna Bóinne complex, which is kind of on my home patch there in the Boyne Valley, you know.
And you've written books about that. And tell us about these discoveries from Google Earth. What makes them significant?
Well, what's significant is that these monuments are unrecorded. In other words, we didn't know they were there. Now, there's a great deal of coincidence involved in their unearthing, not least of which is the fact that there was a drought last summer, and the new imagery on Google Earth, a fair chunk of it relating to the Leinster area, is from the end of June 2018, which, if you might remember, was right at the end of a period where we'd had 2 months without rain, and the crops that are growing in the region were really struggling for moisture. And so the patterns of the archaeology that are sort of concealed beneath the surface became revealed in the crop above the surface.
So if you were to dig down based on these photographs, what would you find?
Well, now that's a question. You would undoubtedly find archaeological features. Those that are labelled enclosures are generally sort of circular or quasi-circular in plan. They could be ring forts dating to the early Christian period, which had placed them sometime around 600 to 900 AD, approximately speaking. Some of the other features, like the ring ditches or the ring barrows, well, they could be prehistoric. I mean, barrows are Bronze Age burial mounds, and they could be as old as 4,000 years, maybe a little bit more than that, you know.
Well, would you find bits of skeletons? Would you find clothes? What would you find?
Well, in the case of the prehistoric monuments, you would probably find burials. You would find bits of pottery. You might find stone tools. In the case of the later monuments, the medieval stuff, you would expect to find the detritus associated with domestic habitations and the keeping of cattle. Undoubtedly, if you were to send in archaeologists to any one of those, you would unearth a substantial treasure trove. You might not hit a gold hoard, like, you know, you mightn't find a Tara brooch, put it that way, but I expect you would find plenty of other things.
Now, you were saying, Anthony, what makes this significance is that these were previously unknown features. What sort of database or records do we have of these prehistoric features?
Well, the National Monument Service keeps a database of all recorded monuments and archaeological features. Now, as it happens, thankfully, with the age of the internet, you can view that online on archaeology.ie, the historic environment viewer. And so if one of your listeners is perusing the Google imagery from their own area and spots something, immediately they can go to the historic environment viewer and check whether it's been previously recorded or not. If it's been recorded, it will be represented as a red dot. And each of those red dots you can click on, and it will bring up the record, the monument number, the designation, and some details, some information. Sometimes that information is quite comprehensive, sometimes it's not quite so detailed. And so if there isn't a red dot, well, then it likely hasn't been recorded, and they should bring it to the attention of the National Monument Service.
And do you yourself, as someone who's interested in this era, photographer, author, astronomer, do you use Google Maps?
I do, and I have been using it since it was brought out. I've been using it for, I think I started using it around the year 2005. I find it invaluable in terms of looking at the archaeological landscape and looking at things like alignments of sites across long distances. And of course, for measuring, there's a great measuring tool on Google Earth, which allows you to measure the distance between monuments, to measure the circumference or the diameter of monuments. It's very, very handy, you know.
And why is it that so much of this relates to County Meath?
Well, first of all, well, actually, I think the majority of monuments that I found so far
were in Kildare, were they? Yeah, but no, but they seem to be in pockets.
Yes. There's two reasons why it's confined to that region. The first of all is because that is the region covered by the updated Google imagery. So if you go to other parts of the country, if you go to Munster or out west, you'll find that the imagery is older, so it doesn't relate to the drought. And of course, the second reason, and this is probably equally important, is the fact that the eastern part of Ireland is where we have tillage farming, or where tillage farming is mostly concentrated. And the features reveal themselves in crops much easier than they do in pasture, in grassland. So a great deal of the new discoveries would be in fields that contain wheat or barley crops, you know.
And did I even see, I'm hoping to go to Fairy House Racecourse on Saturday, the Bobby Joe meeting on. Is there something happening there? You don't tell me you'd be digging up Fairy House.
Not the race course itself, but I think within a kilometre or so to the north of Fairy House, I found one. I can't actually remember offhand exactly what it was. I think it was an enclosure. But no, we won't be digging up the race course anytime soon. You can relax.
And do we have preservation orders, or what is the procedure where something is discovered for the first time, but it's underground? Are there, you know, like we hear about the greater, lesser spotted snail has stopped a motorway being built or something like that. I mean, does this afford any protection once something is discovered?
Well, once a monument is recorded in the National Monuments Database, then it is afforded legislative protection. The sad reality of this situation, Ivan, is that a great deal of the archaeology being revealed in the drought imagery is archaeology that on the surface has been ploughed away or damaged or destroyed by agricultural activity. Now, that is not just a recent phenomenon. That's been going on probably for the last couple of centuries since the introduction of mechanized agriculture. So what's beneath the surface then is afforded protection. I suppose it's a little bit like bolting the stable, closing the stable door after the horse has bolted, in a way, you know.
And finally, tell me a little bit about your own, is it website? Like, I have a list of your books here, 5 books, including Island of the Setting Sun, Newgrange, Mythical Ireland, New Light on the Ancient Past, and you've done works of fiction as well. The Cry of the Sabak, is it?
Yeah.
What is, if someone's interested in this area, how can they further their own knowledge? Can they go onto your website or what?
Well, that would be a good starting place, definitely. It depends on your area of interest in terms of archaeology. I would recommend that certainly people go and have a look at the Historic Environment Viewer, because there's so much information there, and particularly if people are interested in their own local area. Yeah, I've been basically researching the archaeology, the mythology, and some of the astronomical alignments of prehistoric sites for the past 20 years, and writing about them, and in addition to that, photographing them. I suppose you could call it a passion, Ivan. I've been doing it for so many years now. Mythical Ireland, I set up as a website in the year 2000. You know, when the whole internet thing was a fledgling project, and now it's become quite popular by virtue of the fact that I've written several books, but also in relation to my own discoveries. And you might be familiar with the great Neolithic henge that myself and Ken Williams discovered at Newgrange using drones last year. That's a story that gained international headlines. There was a fairly intense media interest in that one all around the world, you know.
Well, I want to thank you, Anthony Murphy, author and owner of the website Mythical Ireland and copious number of books on the subject. It is a fascinating insight into the agriculture and life in general of previous times. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you,
and your knowledge is outstanding in the area. And that's our lot for today on The Hard Shoulder. My thanks to the production team, Mark Simpson, Aisling Moore, Dan Flanagan, Alex Russo and Elaine Power. On sound, we have Michael Quilligan and Peter Malloy. Off the Ball is up next after 7. I'll be back tomorrow from 4 and we'll be on The Box tonight with Matt from 11 o'clock with The Tonight Show on Virgin Media One. Have a great evening and thanks for listening.